Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres. Keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Jennifer LeBlanc on the line, and she's president and founder over at Changing Tides Movement and also CEO over at Sync Results Marketing. Jennifer, welcome to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
So excited to get into today's topic. So we're going to get into Changing Tides Movement. I mean, you have some virtual happy hours for female founders. I mean, you have a lot of things going on. Just to start out with, give us a little bit of the background on Changing Tides Movement and why you started it, please.
So really, the Changing Tides Movement came out of a book that I published about 2 years ago now called Changing Tides, Powerful Strategies for Female Founders. And what we discovered as we were researching that book is that there was just this huge need to create places and spaces for women and female founders and women business owners to gather and connect with each other. So we really created this movement that's designed to engage, empower, and encourage female founders and women business owners, because that's really what the book was about. And that kind of led to what we originally designed to be an in real life set of experiences, which has changed somewhat now. And so now we've added a bunch of virtual experiences for our female founders and women business owners to connect with each other, do business together, learn from each other, support each other, and create essentially a women's economy.
Let's talk a little bit more about some of the unique, I don't want to use the word challenges, but just opportunities. So we're working with female founders to give a little bit more insight into what makes this so special and so unique, please.
Absolutely. So women create businesses at an astonishing rate. 1,821 new businesses are created every day in the U.S. by a woman.
Wow.
Problem is,
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's an amazing number. And the number of women-owned businesses has grown dramatically since 1972. There's some structural reasons for that, but over 3,000% increase in growth. Mm. However, if a woman is looking at a VC-backed type business, her chances of getting VC funding is a little around hovers around 2%, 2.2%, 2.8%, depending on the year, somewhere around 2%. It's ridiculous. And then the number of VCs that are women is about 9%. There's a correlation there. There's a lot of reasons for that, but there are some structural issues that surround women. And so the Changing Tides Movement is designed to actually work with both the funders, the VCs, and the angels and the communities that provide the funding for female-owned businesses, and also for the female founders themselves, and to make sure that they understand kind of what the structural issues are and unique opportunities, because there, to your point, there are some unique opportunities for women, and make sure they understand what those are and how to leverage their uniqueness. For example, one of my authors in Changing Tides talked about her experience as a CEO raising money in Silicon Valley. She said, by definition, I'm going to stand out. They only saw one woman this week pitch them.
True. I mean, it's true. I mean, I laugh, but not because it's the right thing, but I mean, and obviously we would hope that this changes over time, but it is funny. It's
right.
Like, well, yeah, you stuck out. Yeah.
Yeah, she laughed at it. She's like, you're going to stick out as a woman, especially if you're in tech in Silicon Valley. So take advantage of that. They're not going to forget who you are. You're not going to be a sea of same thing for them, because you're probably the only woman they saw that week pitching them. So make sure you're leveraging that.
No, that's great. And so what are some of the, I mean, you're obviously now leading this movement. What are some of the, like, opportunities do you find that are just some of the low-hanging fruit? So obviously we have big structural changes, and that's going to take time. But what do you think are some of that the low-hanging fruit that, like, women founders can be thinking about right now?
So right now, in the age of COVID, there are actually some specific programs and loans designed to support female-founded businesses. So those are, like, as of this week, opportunities. I don't know if they'll be around forever, but as of this week, there are some new opportunities. And then I think from a larger perspective, there are a lot of opportunities for women. And I think the big opportunity for women, quite frankly, is to be aware that women control 85% of every dollar of spending. and let's make sure that we are using those dollars wisely and supporting other women in our purchases. Quite frankly.
Yeah, that's a huge one. And that is a big, mm-hmm. big one, in my opinion. It's like vote with your dollars, right? You vote with your
right.
dollars. And it's just like if you think about like how this has gone a lot of different ways with larger corporations, but if you think about like how the complexity or the complexion of boards has changed quite figuratively and literally, right?
Mm-hmm.
For so a lot of big companies out there, a lot of that happened because of, you know, people voting with their dollars, but also as these companies start to come around, become more diversified and things change, you find different ideas and different innovation that hadn't been found, let's just say, in the past with more of a unified, let's just say, a board that looks the same, right? Everybody looks the same. So it's
absolutely.
I think it's all changing and it's in a good direction.
Absolutely. And that's one of the points that I really try to stress when we put together Changing Tides, which is a compilation of voices who are VCs, angels, female founders, ecosystem partners, sort of a bunch of different folks in this sort mm-hmm. of problem of how do we fix this 2% of women, you know, 2% of funding going to women and 2% of VCs being female. How do we fix this? So they came from different perspectives. But one of the key things that when I spoke with all my contributors, and we came up with more and more and more and more data about this, is that it's a smart business case because companies mm-hmm. that have that diversity, whether it's gender diversity or racial diversity, tend to perform much better than their peers, which makes kind of obvious sense, right? It has a more diverse perspective. You have a better understanding of your customer base. Your leadership team is actually reflecting what's out there as opposed to being, you know, sort of more homogeneous, so to speak. So then those companies perform better because they have that diverse thought process either on their board or in their management team. And research after research after research study backs this up.
Yeah, I love that you bring that up. It's no longer just like a quote unquote just doing good or it's right or this or that. There's money behind it. So it's like now when people see that over and over and over again, it becomes this is a good thing for business and it's a good thing.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's the case I also want to make to investors is that, you know, one of the hidden secrets about VC is that they don't do much better than the S&P. So one of the ways you can improve your performance is by investing in women, because there's lots of data to support that as well, that female founders well outperform male founders. They do more with less and make more money for you as an investor than a typical male founder startup will.
So, Jennifer, if somebody's listening to this, and let's start off with the virtual happy hour stuff. There's a female founder out here listening to this right now, and they're excited. They're like, okay, I need to connect to see what Jennifer's up to. I mean, what's the best way for them to learn about these virtual happy hours?
So virtual happy hours, we started as a result of COVID, and it's just kind of taken on a life of its own, and it's completely free. We had one last night, and everybody just gets together, and businesses are starting to connect with each other and do business together, which is fantastic. So you can find all the details about that on changingtidesmovement.com. And they're completely free. Just sign up and register, and we'll get you in and learn about who you are, what you're doing, how we can support you, because that's definitely what Happy Hour has turned out to be about, is what do you need, especially right now, what do you need, how can we help you? Let's connect and collaborate together here.
And in terms of the investor piece, what's the best way for the investment side of the equation, so to speak, to connect to learn more?
So same thing, investors can connect there. Typically, I'm working with investor groups to do workshops and education and help them understand some of the data and understand, you know, perhaps how they could change how they question female founders, for example. So that's also available on changingtidesmovement.com. You can reach out and I can do specific workshops for investors. I've done a number of those and have you know, lots of insights occur as a result of those.
Fantastic. Well, hey, Jennifer, been great having you on the show today. Love what you're doing over at Changing Tides Movement and how you're helping female founders and also the investor side of the piece to make money and do what they're supposed to be doing also. So great stuff on win-win scenario there. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. I hope you got a lot of value out of this. Hope you learned a lot. If you did, don't forget, subscribe to the podcast. Leave me a review on the Apple iTunes Store. If you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of things you're working on and projects you have going on. And Jennifer, thanks again for coming on the show.